I just want to say first, before we start the sugya, the Gemara brings down above Mesiya a whole story. There was a big fight. It was a fight between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a halacha, regarding a tanner. It was called the Tanner Shel Achnai. And with the whole machlokes regarding tumah, if stones attached regarding things tumah v'tara, Rabbi Eliezer said one way, the Chacham said the other way. And Rabbi Eliezer said that it's tahar, and they said it's tameh. They didn't listen to Rabbi Eliezer. Do you know what Rabbi Eliezer said? Rabbi Eliezer said, if the halacha is like me, the buxer tree should prove it. What did the buxer tree do? It got uprooted 100 amos. Some say 400 amos. So he said, you see this tree over here, this carob tree? It'll prove that I'm right. And miraculously, the whole carob tree moved. Then he said, if the halacha's like me, the amos hamayim, the waterway, the little stream should prove it. What happened? Instead of the stream going this way, it started going the other way. The flow started going the other way. They say, we don't bring a rye from a buxer tree. We don't bring a rye from an amos hamayim, from a spring of water. Then he said, you know what? If the halacha is like me, the walls of the Beis Medrash should prove. All of a sudden, the walls of the Beis Medrash start to collapse. But can you imagine? Rabbi Yeshua got angry, and that's the story. He stopped it, and it still was flat. Okay. They put him in cherub, but so there were three things that he said: cherub, water, base measures. All three miraculous things happened to them. Then he said, if the halacha is like me, heaven should prove it. So the heavens came out and said, what are you starting with, Rabbi Eliezer? To halacha, kemoisei, b'chol makim. A voice came to Abaska. Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, loy b'shamayimi. Loy b'shamayimi. It's not, we're not, we don't follow what the heavens say. Torah is given down on this world. I'm not listening to you in heaven. Okay? That's the Gemara. So the Gaon says a very interesting shot in this. He says, if somebody wants to know how are they able to be koina Torah, how are they able to acquire Torah, there are three criteria to acquire Torah. One has to do with the carob, one has to do with water, and one has to do with the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash one is very easy. You have to learn a lot. So he was saying, the walls of the Beis Medrash will show that I'm the one. What about the water? Water is on a low place. It goes from high to low, humble. But the other is saying, I am the most humble person. And carob, the Gemara brings down, the Rav Chanina, he would be able to sustain himself from one Shabbos a week. What would he eat? A kav of karuvim. I don't know how you eat boxer, because I remember they would always give it in school, tuvishva, and it tastes terrible. Or hurt your teeth, I'm not sure. So he said, it's learning a lot, humility, and not being overly involved in Eilam Hazeh. Those are the three things. And still, nevertheless, Allah wasn't like him. Until he asked the heavens to prove, and the heavens said, it's Allah is like him in all places. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Lay Bashamayim, prayer is not in heaven. Comes along the Chidah. And the Chidah says, where do we see this idea that Lay Bashamayim? He says in this week's Parsha. The Pasuk in this week's Parsha says, Lay Bashamayim, he Laymar. So the Chidah writes over in the name of Rav Moshe Galanti, and he says, what the Torah is coming to teach you, Lay Bashmaimi means we don't listen to a bas koil. That's what it means. Torah wasn't given over in heaven, meaning Rabbi Yehuda may have been more right. He may have been more learned. And he may have said what heaven said. But if you have Chachamim, which are the Ra'iv on this earth, and they say what they understand to be the truth, even in essence they're making a mistake, Torah is paskin the way the Chachamim hold. Isn't that an unbelievable thing? Meaning, I didn't touch it up right. It doesn't make a difference. Torah was given over for me to touch up according to the way I'm supposed to understand in the best possible way. And it's like by Shemayim, even though Shemayim said it. Now, Tosfos asks, why do we pass like this at all? Tosfos, because the Gemara brings down Erechin, that a Baskel came out from Shemayim and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why, when it comes to Rabbi Yeshua, is a Baskel not like Rabbi Eliezer? The Baskel not like him, and by Beis Hillel, the Baskel is like him. That's what Tosfos asks. The question. No? What do you say? Okay, maybe.
How many guys are in the
Bishop? Good question. I have no idea. The lesson to learn over here is that Torah was not given over for perfection. Torah was given over for us to be able to work on as much as we possibly can. The basic lima that we have to understand. But Shemayim, Halacha Kavayse B'chol Makkim, he has it right. Very nice, he has it right. But that's not the way the Surah of Torah was going over. Yes.
Isn't it just one way? Like, why is it that? Why do we have to work on it?
No. Nope. Because the Medrash brings down. The Medrash brings down, and Rav Moshe Shapiro brings this down all the time. That. And there was always meant test panim lakan or meant test panim lakan. The Torah was given over that you could meet matara everything one way, 49 ways of tara, 49 ways of summa. It wasn't given. You are absolute, but it was given over in a way that we're supposed to touch up to the way we understand the emes. That's the way it was given over. Now we have a shulchan aruch. True, we have a shulchan aruch, but we have machlokes in. And as the Gemara brings down in Megillah. Any chiddush that anybody thinks of today was said by Moshe Mitzinai. Kol mashal talmud vasek after the chiddush. Nemar Moshe Mitzinai. The point to learn from here is that Torah was given over in a way that it's we who have to reveal it. So one has to realize the importance of their learning, even if their learning might not be the strongest. But if their learning is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Torah to be revealed. Now, I may have said over once. I once wrote to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him, what should I do? My father wants me to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Did I ever say this over?
No.
I wrote over, my father wants me to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Not only that, being that he was the tzaddik with the man of means, he decided he's going to buy me Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin without me asking him before my chasna. And he comes over to me before my chasna with a bag of tefillin. I told him, what's this? He said, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I said, thank you very much. I didn't want to make him feel bad. I'm sure it costs money. But I didn't feel comfortable wearing it. Why should I wear it? Now, my father wears it.
Didn't you wear it in addition to Rashi?
In addition to Rashi. I felt I have enough trouble trying to have Kavana by Rashi that I'm going to start picking it off by Ashri Ovalitzin. Do you know that Ashri Ovalitzin, the Arizal brings down, that the Hashpah money comes from deer. That means basically it's like you plant and it comes out and you just have to pick up money. You have to reap. So you daven, the hashpahs are there. You want to get the hashpah and incorporate it into, you want to put the money in your bank account? Ashri Uvalatin. So Ashri Uvalatin is the hardest thing to do. So just to take that and just put it in, it's just so excruciatingly hard and difficult sometimes. To have kavana at that time, your just mind is out the door, especially if you have a chazan who davens a too long of chazaras hashas or an unclear chazaras hashas. Person has to daven chazaras hashas quick and clear, even on Rosh Hashanah, even on Yom Kippur. Or maybe, let's say better, especially on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, people just go crazy and they're turned off from the rest of davening. So I told myself, I'm not doing this. So I wrote to Ruch Chaim, what's my chiv? Am I required to follow the minhag of my father? Should I put it on once a week? Should I put it on once a month, once a year, once a lifetime? What is my chiyuv? Only when you're married. By the way, I put those tefillin away. I didn't find it for months. Well, more of that probably for years. I just found it recently. I never put it on yet. So, Chaim Kanievsky, Zechatzadeh, with Kaddish Lavrocha, answer me one word. Tertzaincha. As you wish. Which means, he didn't tell me I have to do it. Where was Rav Chaim coming from? I didn't understand for years. If we go through this year and get a little bit of an understanding of this year, we'll be able to, or at least the start of it for this week, we'll be able to know where he's coming from. It starts off with the Gemara of Pesachim and Daf Nuno Amr Beis. I don't have clarity on this year. I don't have clarity on the sugya. I don't understand the roots of the sugya. It's not clear to me right now how the sugya is manifesting itself, the core of it. But we'll start, we'll do our best. If anybody wants a paper, we have. The Gemara starts off with Daf Nuno Amr Beis, Pesachim. Bnei Beishon, the sons of Beishon, Nahagu, they had a minig, so every Shabbos, they wouldn't travel from Tzur to Tzidon. Why? I had a friend of mine who was traveling to Michigan, and he was going to leave Friday morning at 10 o'clock. I told him, you're crazy. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're going to come. He said, why not? In Michigan, Shabbos starts very late. I'll come here 4 or 5 o'clock. I said, and what happens if it breaks down? Over here, they wouldn't go on Erev Shabbos from Tzur to Tzidon. They were machmer. Zot Rashi. Not because they're not going to make it on time. They'll make it on time, but they won't prepare their Shabbos foods properly. Zot Rashi, Mitzur L'Tzidon. Yem Ashuk Shal Tzidon, Erev Shabbos. The market was on Tzidon was an Erev Shabbos. So they wouldn't go to the market. They machmer in Al-Asman. They were machmer. Not to be mevatel from Tzorchei Shabbos. Is it halacha? No. The people of Baishan wanted to make sure that they should do Shabbos properly, so they had a chumrah, and the way Rashi ties it up, machmir in al-atma, not to go to the market and see them. Also benayu, so the sons of the Bnei Baishan came, kameid Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalai, they said to him, Abhasin Efshalu, our fathers were able to do this. You know why they were able to not go? They didn't know. They didn't need to go to work. You know, there are certain people who don't need to go to work to make money. They just are wealthy. They have residual income, and they could just sit home. But on the echelon, it's not possible. We need to go to work, and we need to go to Sidon. They were rich, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Have efshalahu limanim in a shuksha ashirim hayu." Zokt Rabbi Yochanan, no, you can't go. Why? He told them, "Kvar kibu avisechem aleihem. Your father already was makabel upon you." Them. Nemar shma bni musar avicha. Vati tash teres imecha. So he's learning out of a pasuk. You know, the rice of the rabbanon. We'll see that you are not allowed to go from source of Sidon. Now let's understand over here. This is a complete chumrah. It's not seemingly on any halachic basis. They were machmor on themselves. Still, nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan didn't let them go. Because he said, since your fathers were machmer to do this, is halacha shema b'ni musar v'icha l'alti teish terasi mecha. I'm going to ask a question. Dr. Kapstick, does your father have the minhag to go to the mikvah when you were younger? Now, if your father goes to the mikvah, that's also a minhag. It should be at least as much of a minhag as not going from Tzur to Tzidon. So if your father goes to the mikvah, maybe you're mechuyev to go to the mikvah. Now, Rav Moshe, I believe, said that going to the mikveh every day is really, in a way, being mevatel the Takanas Ezra. Because what was Takanas Ezra for? Kerry. Somebody had a seminal mission. That's what it's for. By the way, when I was learning brachas with Dr. Kastik, I came upon a chiddush that really the chiva of mikveh, if you take a look, is more if a person has it in the right way than in the wrong way. And we always think, oh, yeah, go to the mikvah, all of a sudden it's going to get away. Right? The person schmutzes himself up, he goes to the mikvah, and then all good. It was Takanas Ezra was made that a person should be not mizdaktik like his wife, like a Tarnagail, because a Tarnagail is always doing. So they made it like that. It wasn't made for Stamaze problem. It wasn't made for that. Now, Abad, it's a good doctor to do, and Rav Nachman said, Ershin mizdaf came to mikvah, we understand. Fine. What person has a minute? Says Rav Moshe, if you go every single day, says Rav Moshe, so you're being mevatel the whole point of the takana. Now, it's true. Chabad goes every single day. There's an idea of Tosefes Tahara. But Rav Moshe held that you're being the takana wasn't made for that. Not a person shouldn't be sitting with their wives all night. They have to do it. They have to do it. So you have to go to the mitzvah if you do it. It's a pain for me to go to the mitzvah. It wasn't like today's mitzvah so geschmack and so clean. You never get any hitting a penis on your toes. No, none of that stuff. No problem. What? No athlete's foot. That's right. Wasn't. Say it's all clean, right? All nice. Like the mikvah and the Shinsky and Eretz Yisrael, heated floor is amazing. Three boyers. It's truly an amazing experience to go over there. So my question is, do you have to follow your father's minutes? If he asked them to go, so you're mechayev to go then? Or you're mechayev to follow your father's minutes? And who said my father should do it for? So if my father wears a gartel, so I'm mechayev to wear a gartel. It's a minute to wear a gartel. Doesn't even make sense to wear a gartel. Where does it come from anyway? Yeah, you have your belt. Where does it come from to wear a gartel? You have a belt. If you don't have a belt, it's a problem. The Gemara brings down the Shabbos. Hikoin, you have to have hikoin. So you have to have fine. So straddle in the bekesha. So now, a straddle in the bekesha is a mode of dress. This is based on some type of chumrah. I don't know if it's the same thing. Perhaps it is. Zok the Gemara Vayter. The people in Chuzoi would separate chal from rice. Now chal is supposed to be from grain, not from rice. Also, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Nechlas Arba Payu, Azar should be eat in front of them. Esevei Abaya asks, why? The Varmul Mutar Machem Nalguban Esser Yata Rashel Latim Befneim, how could be matter? So over there, we had a case that they mistakenly, the Gemara had a case that they mistakenly took rice off something, chal off something that they shouldn't have taken off. And the question on that is, so he said what the halacha is, eat it in front of them to show that it's a mistaken minhag. So next case of the Gemara is a case of a mistaken minhag. We have two cases we just spoke about so far. One was a real minhag and one was a mistaken minhag. The mistaken minhag was completely negated. Now, this is an important piece of information to know, as we'll soon see in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I want you, if you could please, skip the one in Gemara in the Nedarim and go to the next one in Pesachim. This is Yerushalmi in Pesachim, very similar to the story of B'nai Beishan. It's going to be so similar, it's going to be perhaps the same exact story. The Gemara says, B'nai Maisha kibu aleim shalei farish b'yam agadol. The people from Maisha were makabel not to go to the Yama Gadol. What's the Yama Gadol? The Great Sea. What is that? Mediterranean. Also, Shalun Rabbi. They went over to Rabbi. Now, it doesn't say, when did they not want to go there? When? Why not? So the Kabbalah Eda brings down that they didn't want to go because they didn't want to have to be Machal Shabbat. So this is a little bit different than the Gemara. Our Gemara was speaking about that they wouldn't prepare properly for Shabbat. They didn't want to go because they didn't want to come to a situation where there ever was a sakana. You're on the boat and something happens, so you're in a situation of sakana, and then you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. They didn't want to ever go there. Now, let's say there's big business over there, so you shouldn't go because of this chance of sakana. Also, Shalul Rebbe, they went to a Rebbe. Amrinle, they told him, Anu ma anu. We, what are we? Meaning, are we mechuyev to follow them or not? Amrinle, he said to them, the same exact thing. Since your father did it, you can't do it either. Since your father did it, you can't do it either. Okay? Beautiful. So we have another Gemara that speaks about, Yerushalmi speaking about, that you're not allowed to do it. Now, Gemara Chulin Daf Kaf Hei. Between we eat meat and milk, how long do we wait? Josh, how long do you wait for? 6 hours? 3. Yaki, 10 minutes. 3 hours? Less than an hour?
Somewhat longer than everyone's time.
No. Let's take a look at this. Amar Mar Ukva and Chulin. An Laham Milsa, I regarding this thing is Chalabas Chamra, vinegar, the son of wine. The Gabi Abba, in contrast to my father. Meaning to say, I'm much worse than my father. Dilu Abba, my father, ki have Ukva Bishwan, he would eat meat. But in the, like have Ukva Gvina Alamakra, he wouldn't eat cheese till tomorrow. Adahashta, Vilu Anabaha Sudasa, who would loy Achilna, the Sudasa Achrina Achilna. I wouldn't eat. My father waits till the next day. I don't wait till the next day. I wait till the next meal. Now, the next meal is supposed to be whenever the next meal is, but not in the same meal. That's akopana. That's where the whole machloikis flows from, what is considered the next meal. You know, in Lakewood, they wait till 5.5 hours. So they serve meat by lunch and supper. It's only 5.5 hours, and Rav Aaron was mekel. Just so you should know. So we see over here a problem. The problem is, Mar Okva is saying that I'm not as good as my father. Hold on a second. Your father was makbid on something. We have the B'nai Meishan, Beishan. We have this Chumrah. It was a real Chumrah. We have the B'nai Maisha that wouldn't go to the Yamagadol, real Chumrah. And they weren't allowed to go. They weren't allowed to go. The B'nai Beishan couldn't go to... Thank you. They weren't able to go from Tur to Tzidah and travel on Erev Shabbos. And the B'nai Maisha wouldn't go to the Mediterranean River because they didn't want to have to come to be Mechal Shabbos. And that's the real Chumrah. And over here, his father does the Chumrah of not eating cheese, and he's holding it's a real thing till the next day. So why didn't he Mechal to be father with father's minutes?
That was just playing the bottom. Yeah, the Dorei mentioned Jesus before. Can't mess with the Dorei, the
Yeah, but the case of Tur Tzidah and Rashi, the case of Tur Tzidah was not about the fact that, first of all, if it's a sakana, it's not a direct. Second of all, even in the case of Tur Tzidah, it was just that they didn't want to have it, that you're not going to take care of your Tzachi Shabbos properly. You're going to end up running to the store and buy some Zaydi Chal, and that's it. With the onions on top. And
So
the truth is,
so the question is, his children, the Kuyos, they keep the same Kumar.
No, it's a good question. In Monsi, my father, Yishevi Gazan Shtark, wouldn't let me use the Monsi Erev. Why? Because your grandfather didn't like the Monsi Erev. Not because it wasn't good. He said, Rav Yankov said, that Erev, everybody's going to forget that an Erev exists. That's why he didn't allow. But I carry in the Erev over here. However, when it came to Bar Mitzvah, our family was were tremendous Shabbos goyim. For all of my relatives who refused to use the Erev. You want to know if I thought that I should tell them that they shouldn't come to the Bar Mitzvah? If they're listening to the Shir in 2 years right now, that's being recorded. Yes, that's how I felt. Don't be so machmer on my expense. However, they're following a Chumrah. They're following a Chumrah. So if your father is machmer and not using the Erev, are you allowed to be Mekel? It's a great question. So that's the next point. What is the din of a minhag? It turns into a neder. Are you allowed to be matir a neder? Remember the story that somebody came over to me. He said, I made a neder, I'm never going to smoke. And I smoked. I need you to be matir a neder. So what do? You go to a bezin and you tell one of them what you did wrong. And you say, you give a pesach. You say, I never would have made such a neder if I would have known that it would have been so hard for me. That's why Shlomo HaMelech said, don't make a nether, because when you make a nether, you're just going to break it. The dangerous thing. Ataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah? You have to say it. It's questionable how Ataras Nedarim works. It may work for the Nedarim that you don't know about. But it's not clear how much more than that it works. It does something. So it comes along the Beis Yosef on the next paragraph, last line by the underline, Umiu al yidei shailus chacham upesach tacharachta matir lahem kishar nedar. With the charata, you could be made. So the Beis Yosef is saying in certain instances, you would be able to make it. Unless, he says, if the whole nedar came betalos, the whole thing was a toast, then taki, you don't have to follow it. Meaning somebody thought something is usher. So do I have to follow it? My father thought I'm not allowed to eat rice on Fridays. That's a minute stuff. Okay, so that's, we learned the basic question over here, which is we find certain cases in the Gemara that you have to follow your father's minute, and certain cases where you don't. And the question is, why not? We see Mar Ukva did not have to follow his father's minute. He just said, my father's more chashuv than me. But he wasn't mechuyev. Whereas when it came to the people from Baishan and Maisha, they have to be machver. And that's the question over here. Once we could break that open and understand the difference, we'll be able to understand how to apply it to today. If you turn to page 2. What? Can you answer the minute? The question also is, let's say there are places that have a minhag ha-makom. You have to follow the place? How does that work? So, the Rivash, Shaila Teshuvas Rivash. Who are the Rivash? One of the Rishonim. I had an interesting story. I was in a camp once. They asked me to speak. It was a very yeshivish camp. Now, I don't know if you know about very literate people. They're not so into the Baal Shem Tov. But I wanted to say over a verse from the Baal Shem Tov. Now, I got up and they said, heard a Yisoid from the Rivash. Now, the Rivash is a Rishon. Charles Yeshua's Rivash. But everybody's listening. Who did I really mean? Rivash is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. I called it to the Rabbi afterwards. He didn't know what to say. He was speechless. The Chos of Aramban says the Rivash. The Mishpat Achirim. Anything that the Rabbim was makabal on themselves, it's chal on them and on their children. So we see that we find makabal satera, that when the Rabbim is makabal on them something, it flows onto the children. Not only if they were confused, they mamish decided to be makabel. El shenogu came me'atzmam. They had a minute by themselves. Lost together with the agotera. Achapanim chayavim l'nag boys together. So the Rivash says, even if it's not something that they decided, just people have a minute, the children are mechuyev to do that together. And he brings the raya from the psachim from the bnei beishon. They wouldn't go from tzur to sidon. So he's paskening that the people from a city are able to institute on them and on the future generations certain halachas. That's what the Rivash said. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the words of the Rivash. Take a look at Simon Reshia Dalit. And it's kedai to go through the whole thing, but it's a little bit long. So we'll start it and we'll stop. I understand that we're just starting this year and we don't understand any of the lumdas of when, yeah, when not. But it's kedai just to read it inside, have a little patience, Rabbi Yisai. And Mr. Hashem will continue on in the future shiurim, and things will become clear for us. Simon Reshia Dalit, halacha aleph. Dvarim amutarim vayuduim behem shem mutarim nohagu behem iser havik yivu kibul aleim benether. Things that are mutar, but people have a minute to make it aser, and they were makabel. It's like they were makabel on it like a nether. Va'aser la'atirim behem, and it's aser to be matir. So there are certain things that is mutter, the esiv, but people were makabal on it to be usher. It's usher to be matter for them. Hilkos, therefore, Misha Ruggle is anas taniyas shalfne Rosh Hashanah. There are certain taniyasim before Rosh Hashanah. Veshabein Rosh Hashanah liyam kippurim. Or between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there are people who would fast different fasts. O Misha Ruggle shalay lechel basar v'shalay lishtas yayin, from Rosh Chodesh Av, people have a minute not to eat meat or drink wine. I'm Yazayim B'Thomas or from Shavuot B'Thomas. Right to laughter by and he wants to retract. Machmash Eini Bari. Because he's not healthy. Tzarech Gimel Sheyatirle. He needs three people to be matzer for him. And B'Shar Sheyatirle Hayudaitel and Hagukain La'ilam. If when he started doing this, in his mind it was that it's going to be forever. V'Nakein Afil Pamachas, even if he only did it one time. He has to make a Pesach, which means he has to regret, and he has to say to those three, I regret that I had this minute. Lafika, all right, somebody who wants to be machmor on certain things because he wants to separate himself from Ayom Haza, what should he say always? Blineda. Yemer b'tchilos ha'nagosa, in the beginning you should say, she'en mekabel olav came b'neder. He's not mekabel on his this like another. We're, I am right now quoting the actual Shulchan Aruch. V'gam yemer she'en b'date l'nag kein el v'pam ahu, ay v'pam mayim, she'yirta v'loy lo'ilam. He should say that I'm not planning on doing this forever. Aval, but, that means you knew it's butter, but you decided you want to answer yourself with it because you want to separate yourself from Olam Haza. So there, it's like a nether. Let's say somebody thought certain things are usher. They never knew that it's mutter. Then it's not considered like a nether. So let's say somebody thought, give me an example of somebody that's going to think something's usher. Somebody thinks you're not allowed to drink, eat, if you drink milk, you're not allowed to eat afterwards meat for the next 6 hours. So you thought it's usher, the same way, meat and milk, milk and meat. Tell the Shulchan Aruch, that's just a complete mistake. That's not considered a nether. And you don't need anything. You just go on in life. And then the Shulchan Aruch brings another day and says, no, you have to be shoyl on it. That means you have to make a quasi hataras nedar. That's halacha al. Halacha beis is the thing that we really need to focus on. Halacha beis. Kabbalah sarabim chalei and valzara. If the rabbim is mekabel on themselves something, it's chal on them and their children. Even if it's just a minug to make a gedder, last is gedder v'siyag l'tayra, you're mechuyah. So, give me a case of let's say Staten Island is makbid on a certain mode of dress. Let's say they're makbid on a certain mode of dress. Let's say you go to Bar Park, and in Bar Park, the minug is that all women have to wear stockings. So we have stocking. According to this Shulchan Aruch, according to this, they're mekabel on something. That's the minhag. You know what the halacha is? You're mechuyav to listen. Now let's see if that follows through. But from straight reading it, you're mechuyav to listen to the rabbin who made a minhag, and it's coming from the Gemara, and he says, not only that, let's say I don't have that minhag, I come from another city, that we're not makbid on that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the people come from outside of the city to the city, the mechuyav to follow the menagim of the city, even though they be'etzem don't have that minhag. Excellent question.
What if the minhag only held by one person, but not by a community?
So over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kabbalah's harabit. Va'af bedvarim, says the Shulchan Aruch, so he said like this. If you were something usher in their city because of their minhag, but I go to another city that's not the minhag, so in that city they're machmer, and this city they're not, it's mutter, and that's only if I don't have das to go back. So let's say I come from Borough Park to Staten Island, and I don't want my wife to wear stockings. So in my mind, I'm not planning on coming back to Borough Park, then I don't have to be masked. That is what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. So we don't have a clarity yet in my shell that I have. My father was makbid on the stone. It's not a Kabbalah Sarabim, it's a Kabbalah Sayyafit. So it's only Kabbalah Sarabim. How does it go?
So, like having one day Yom Kippur, two day Yom Kippur, and that's 12 year resident?
No, because that's a little bit different. That is. It's a similar question. Now, what we're going to end up, let me just end up, I'm going to say it outside. The Chavos Yar, the whole Tshuva, that's going to be in page 3. He says, there are many places that have fast, Monday, Thursday, all different things. So you want to know, what in the world are you supposed to do? My father's minute is to fast on Monday and Thursday. I have to be makbid on it? Like, what's the halacha? So he goes through the whole sugya. We're going to stop here, Rabbi Yisai. Mirth Hashem, we're going to continue with the Chavziyar. We started a puzzle. Of course, it's not clear. And Mirth Hashem, next week or the next week, with Hashem, 2 more weeks, we'll get clarity in the Sugya. We're going to start in Mitzvah Hashem the Eraisa in 2 minutes.